Welcome to the Haverford College Athletics Podcast. My name is Warren Croxon, Assistant Sports Information Director. This podcast allows fans of Haverford College Athletics to get to know some of the great student-athletes, coaches, and administrators in the athletic department. This episode of the podcast features women's soccer player Lexi Williams. Williams talks about her upbringing in the sport, her time at Haverford, and much, much more. Here's how the interview went. So, when you were younger, what are some of the things, or how did you get involved with the sport of soccer?
My parents signed me up for a bunch of sports. I played soccer and basketball, gymnastics, but I think soccer was the one that I really fell in love with. My first team was all guys and this one other girl, and I just remember the boys would always like pick dandelions, and me and the other girl were like, let's play soccer. And I think that was how I got into it. And my dad started to coach me, so I think that was also a good way to like spend time with my dad, and like we could bond and stuff. And then all of my friends became soccer friends, so that's kind of how I got into it.
Who are some of your major influences in the sport?
So I talked about in my first interview the 99ers, and so I think that's how who I was looking at growing up, that team who won the 1999 Women's World Cup. And so I remember reading like a autobiography by Mia Hamm, and just watching like documentaries about how they always would like play with the boys, and that they didn't really have the opportunities that I have. And so I think it made it even more special that I got to play on all-girls teams. I would still like play with the boys and like try to kick their butts and everything, but I wanted to be on that World Cup team and play for my nation or at least play for my school. So
when you were younger, how did you balance life as getting into the sport of soccer and then making sure your grades were up to par?
When I was younger, I don't feel like it was as much of a problem. I think I was just a little bit of an overachiever. So I would take away from other things, like playing with my friends. I remember there were definitely like middle school dances that I had to like leave early so I could go make sure I was well rested for my soccer game the next day. So I think that's how it happened a little bit, but definitely just the fact that I was an overachiever and was trying my hardest in everything in every way possible.
When you were in high school, going through the process of looking at colleges, What are some of the things that attracted you to Haverford?
Haverford was a combination of everything I was looking for. I was really looking for a strong academic school that I could excel at, that was rigorous and that would challenge me. And then I was looking for a great soccer program that... one of the things that attracted me to Haverford soccer was just the fact that they're a family, and then it's also the fact that they're competitive and driving themselves to make better, and it was done in a fun manner. Like, yes, it was serious, but it was also like, let's compete and let's have fun while doing it. And then the third thing I think that is really great is just the honor code, and that's just one of the ideals at Haverford, and just the fact that I feel safe and comfortable, and just the respect that comes from it from the faculty and from the other students.
What are some of your favorite parts about being on campus? Is there a particular spot that maybe you like to study, or a particular spot that you like to eat at? Are there a couple spots that stand out to you?
I think just studying with my friends in Zubro Commons can be fun. It's a good hangout space to, like, you're still studying, but you're still with your friends and doing work. One of the great things about Haverford is that there's just always something going on. So whether that's seeing an improv show in one basement or an a cappella group, again, Zubro, I think that's... I think I'm always in different places because of that, because there's always different events going on. There's the Fab Casino event founders, and I think I'm just like trying to see how many I can attend. But Yeah.
Is there one particular moment academically that has stood out above the rest for you?
I think just one moment I remember in particular was I took my last organic chemistry test, and I studied really hard for it during finals week, and I remember just, like, feeling like I'd done well on it, and I was just out hard because it's a traditionally very hard course, and just the fact that, like, knowing I was done with this course, but I'd done something, I think, of accomplishment, and I felt good about the exam was just great.
Are you involved in any other things on campus other than soccer?
Yeah, so I have been involved with the past with Hatterfest Committee, which plans the annual Hatterfest. And then I am on Commencement Committee, which helps select honorary degree recipients and plan senior party and senior week. I also work in the president's office doing, like, administrative things like shredding and, like, name tags and stuff. And those are the three main things that I'm involved with besides soccer.
Any internships that you've done?
Yeah, so I've done internships the past three summers. And so the first summer after my freshman year, I did an internship at Busch Gardens in merchandise. So I was basically just a supervisor there, supervising, like, three different retail shops. My second summer was after my sophomore year, and that was at NASA Langley, and that was doing research in biofeedback research and how different devices can read your biological signals and give you feedback, and how you can alter your different concentration states. And then last summer I was an American Psychological Association intern, and that was at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia, and I was doing research on how brain stimulation can improve memory.
What are your plans after college?
Mm-hmm. So I'm a psych major, but I'm also pre-med, so my plans after college are to find a potential career in vision, which is how those two kind of interplay. I'm considering either becoming, like, doing research in vision, and so finding a job as, like, a research assistant in cognitive neuroscience, or to go to orthoptic school. So that's like a medical position. It's basically like a physician's assistant for an ophthalmologist, which is an eye surgeon. And so that would be a great position because it combines the world of research and medicine, which I think would be a great fit for me.
So as you already know, this portion of the interview is going to be a little bit more fun, so you can get the show of personality.
Okay.
So here are some rapid fire questions, which you already have preparation for.
Yeah.
Favorite movie?
Blind Side.
Favorite book?
Favorite book? One of the Harry Potter books.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Favorite vacation spot?
I went to Italy with my team, so that was amazing, and I'd want to go back.
Your favorite superhero or cartoon growing up?
I'll kind of combine them. Kim Possible was great as a cartoon. She was kind of a superhero, so.
What is the most played song in your iTunes playlist?
I looked it up, and it is Zac Brown Band, Colder Weather.
Okay. First athlete to actually know that off the top.
Yes.
Now, these questions are a little bit more deep thinking.
Okay.
If you could change one rule about your sport, what would it be?
Oh, geez. Offsides, I feel like it's just sometimes frustrating and sometimes not the best call. Like, refs will, I feel like it's a hard call to make, and it would just be a lot easier if you could cherry pick.
If you were stuck on a desert island, which teammate would you most want to be stuck on an island with?
I said Raina before, and I'm going to say it again. She's very, I feel like, can nature-y and could help me survive in the place of a desert island.
Raina is a popular choice for that. Yes. For that answer. We're gonna have to interview her and talk to her about
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Now, you're stuck on that desert island.
Yeah.
What three things would you bring with you?
I'd be trying to, even though a desert island, of course, paradise, I'd probably be trying to survive, so I'd probably want some clean drinking water and maybe a book on how to survive or how to build a raft, and then maybe just an iPod to actually help me relax and, like, chill out and be like...
But there's no electricity.
There's no electricity, but it has battery life. So or maybe a solar-powered iPod.
There you go. Okay. Mm-hmm. You have three wishes from a genie. What would they be? And no, you cannot wish more wishes or wish for a genie to wish you more, to grant you more wishes.
Okay. Well, I've always wanted to fly, so that would be cool.
Like, fly yourself?
Be able to
fly
off the ground and...
Like a bird or like...
Yeah, bird. And then I think I'm just going to stick with superpowers here and go time travel. I think would be cool to go to the past or the future. And doing the time travel, not have to worry about, like, altering time, just being able to, like, see stuff.
Okay. All right. So this brings up a new set of questions.
Yeah.
So where's the first place you would fly to?
Oh, fly to. I'd probably go to that favorite vacation spot, go back to Italy.
Okay.
And just enjoy myself. I think it would also just be great for transportation in general to just make things easier, even going from, like, the dining center to the GHAC. But right now, especially as we're approaching fall break, I'd probably just go home and see my family. It'd make things easier, especially because we don't really have much time at home. As a fall athlete, we don't get fall break. We have to stay here, so.
So, you talked about time travel.
Yeah.
Is there a particular area of time you would travel to?
I think I would probably go to 100 years in the future. That way I could see, I feel like that would be an interesting in time versus technology, but versus also, like, societal changes, because if you think about, like, 100 years in the past, like, women couldn't even vote, and so it would be interesting to see that.
If you had a golden ticket to go to any concert, past or present, what would the band be?
I said Backstreet Boys, and I'm gonna stick with that last time.
Okay, so yeah. What song would you want them to open with?
Bye Bye Bye, classic.
Isn't that in...
Oh, you're right, that's NSYNC.
Wow.
I was just like, I forgot. So could I change my answer to NSYNC? Because I was just thinking about that song, and then, wow, I feel ashamed of myself.
The sad part is I actually
knew that. Yeah.
Okay, so you changed it to NSYNC.
Yeah.
You have them start with Bye Bye Bye. Yeah. What would they close with?
That's too much pressure. I don't know. Oh, a new song. They've gotten back together. It's a new song.
Okay.
Can I say that?
Okay. All right. That's good. If you could bring back one thing from your childhood, other than a boy band, of course.
Okay.
What would it be?
I would say Gushers. Those were, I remember having those in dessert. I think they still exist, but my mom would always pack them in my lunches, and I would always eat them last on my lunch, and they were always something to look forward to.
You are given the ability to write a major movie with an unlimited budget. What would you make the movie about?
I feel like superhero movies are always a classic, and they're always great, and... you could get some real action shots, and they kind of combine everything from action. You can have a little romance, too. And I feel like it would just be fun to make.
So it'd be starring you flying.
Oh, yeah. That would be
right.
Great. Yeah.
Okay.
I could be the superhero.
There you go. So obviously, my other question would be, would you rather be a hero or a villain in the next superhero movie?
Hero.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. So... You're walking to the dining center one day and accidentally bump into the high school version of yourself, checking out the campus for the first time. What advice would you give to yourself?
I think I'd give myself to not take my senior year of high school too seriously and just enjoy it and not worry about AP exams or your final things and just have that final time with your friends, because that's the last time you get with that set of group. But also just don't be too nervous about preseason. It's going to be fine. You're going to live through it.
So this is a similar question. Yeah. You're walking down the street and you accidentally bump into yourself 10 years into the future. What do you see yourself? Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
In 10 years? So I'd be 31, and so probably married, kids would be nice. I don't want to have kids too late. And then hopefully I'm happy. And flying, of course. And living near my family, I think, would be nice. My parents and my brother. And then I think happy with my career. And so that's hard to say. Like, I'm not sure if I'm going to do this research or become an orthoptist. So I don't want to, like, pick one now. But one of those two, I think, happy with a career and vision. And that I figure out what I have and I'm still not confused.
Thanks to Lexi for coming onto the podcast. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or Podomatic. Feel free to rate or leave comments on who we should interview next. Thanks for listening, and go Fords!